Episode 2118, Do Your Actions Match Your Desired Lifestyle?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching. Happy day. I hope you're having an extraordinary week. Now, first things first, though, I want you to think about something very, very positive. I know with all the stuff that's happening in our world today, it's hard to wrap our heads around something good. Today is Wellness Wednesday. It's about your health. It's about your heart. Do your actions match your desired lifestyle? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, healthy living is a choice. As with any choice, actions speak louder than words. Do your actions match your desired lifestyle? You know, living healthy for me, it takes work. What about you? Some people are naturally inclined to living healthy. Maybe that's you, but for others, it is truly a fight every day. We wake up thinking about what has to be done, that it feels like a chore. And if you were ever once a kid, no one likes chores. I still have nightmares about those. No, I don't. I love my mother. I love my father. And yeah, I don't have nightmares. But you know, you do. It brings you back to this, I have to. It's that mindset of not I get to, but I have to do this. And that have to comes with what? Drudgery. It's heavy. And when you feel heavy, you don't want to do it. So how can healthy living be achieved? And is it even attainable? Well, to answer the last question first, of course you can attain it. However, in order for you to take yourself seriously, your actions must match your desired lifestyle. So aim for what you want. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Aim for what you want. Action ignites motivation. Nothing is going to move the needle forward. Nothing's going to move you closer to the goal. Nothing's going to get you to, yes, that's where I want to be, without action. Nothing. You can sit here and talk all you want to me and say, Christiane, I have a dream to have a rock hard body. I want muscles that are so toned that I don't even have to warm them up. They're just there. Okay, well, that's all talk. You got to put actions to your talk. And unfortunately, a lot of us, because we're so busy, we have a lot of talk and no action. I'm guilty. It's like, oh yeah, I got this. Well, I'm telling you right now, I've been doing 6 miles every single day this week and the previous week. And no, that's not all talk. That's all action. Now, that's not to say, oh yeah, put Christiane up on a pedestal. No, because I fall all the time. But what it's saying is that I know what I need in my life right now. And part of that requires me to get some mileage under my legs every single day, not one day off. Nope, every day, 7 days a week. That's what I have to do. It's my body, it's my choice. And so you have to begin to say, okay, where am I in my healthy living? What does that look like? Maybe your season of life is changing. Maybe you're moving in, if you're a woman like me, perimenopause, or you've already hit menopause and you're like, I don't know, but I thought the freshman 5 was tough. And now they talk about the freshman 15 and I've got the perimenopause 25. I don't know if there is such a thing. I just made it up, but you know what I'm talking about, right? All of a sudden it's like, how did I gain all this? Why do I feel so bleh? Where's all my energy? I'm tired. I get hot sweats. It's back and forth. Now, for you guys, maybe it has nothing to do with perimenopause or menopause. It doesn't, I'm sure, but you also have hormonal shifts. And it's important for you to recognize what's going on in your body. Maybe you have some extra stress. Maybe COVID-19 has hit you emotionally. And I'm saying hit you to the point where maybe you're eating a little differently. Maybe you can't work out like you used to. And so now that's posing some problems. These days and months are catching up to you. Well, we've got to aim for what we want. And so what does that look like in real life? Number one, you got to determine the lifestyle you want. Is it the one of convenience, or is it one that will sustain you as you age? Now, there may be like 20 others to choose from, but it's up to you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you this is what you have to do, because you get a choice. You get to make a choice. If you want to eat fast food every single day for every single meal for the rest of your life, that's your choice. Now, do I have to agree with your decision? Nope, I don't. But that doesn't mean that I love you less. You get to make that decision. It's your life. So it's very important for us to look, determine what I want in my life. We do it with our career. If you want to live a certain lifestyle, you want to live in a 4,000 or 5,000 square foot house, you're not going to make that flipping hamburgers. Unless if you own all the franchises with everybody who's flipping the hamburgers, then maybe you can just flip the hamburgers and you'll be fine. But otherwise, you're going to have to pick a job, right? That's going to give you a good, strong five-figure salary into maybe a low six-figure salary in order to get that 4,000 to 5,000 square foot house that you really want on the beach. So determine the lifestyle that you want. What is it? What does it look like? Maybe for you, you're getting up there in age and you're like, okay, I need to make sure I can really chase after my grandkids. I have one now. He's a little cutie, and pretty soon he's going to be running. And guess what? This grandma wants to chase after him. And I can't do that if I don't have the energy. I can't do that if I have 40, 50, 60, 70 pounds of extra weight on me, because guess what's going to give out? My knees, my hips, my back. And then what? I'm not going to be running and chasing him. So what is the lifestyle that you really want? You choose it for a job, so why not consider it for your health and your well-being? Number two, take inventory of your good actions. Once when you know what you want, then you can say, okay, what am I good at right now? And when you look at it, say, all right, go into your pantry. If you look at your pantry and you're like, there's nothing good in this pantry, then you need to have a conversation with who's doing the grocery shopping. And if you're doing the grocery shopping, then you need to change your list. Take inventory of your good actions. Maybe you're awesome at water, but you're also awesome at caffeinated beverages. Two of them a day. And I'm not talking about the cans. I'm talking about the 32 ounces times two. Yeah, you're great on water, but you're also drinking that. Is that really what equals up to the lifestyle that you want? Now, maybe you're like, yeah, but I want that treat. Okay, then you lessen it a little bit. Maybe you start with just one 32 ounce instead of two a day. You only do one. And then eventually you take it down to maybe it's only one or two cans a day. But you got to take inventory of your good actions and celebrate those. If you're doing something awesome, celebrate it. I just told you, 6 miles so far, every day this week and last week. Whoop, whoop. You better believe I'm celebrating. Why? Well, because my muscles feel it. But you know what? I feel better. I feel stronger. Am I tired faster at night? I am. Why? Because I'm getting up earlier so I can get my stuff in, so I have the whole rest of the day. I'm not sacrificing anything except for I'm going to bed earlier because I'm getting up earlier, but I'm getting better sleep. It all comes down to what? Determining the lifestyle that you want and then taking inventory of your good actions. And when you've got them good, awesome, celebrate them. And then finally, number three, implement a change with new actions. What actions do you need to match your desired lifestyle? That's ultimately what we're looking at here. I know that if you're drinking two 32 ounces of caffeinated beverages, two of those, that's 64 ounces worth of not good stuff for you, that you could change that, right? Reduce it by one, then reduce it by half, and reduce that by half. And then when you want to splurge a little bit, if you're traveling, then you allow yourself to splurge. But it's not an everyday affair. What can you do new and different to match the lifestyle that you want, the one that you say, yep, I'm owning that. What does healthy living look like for you? If it's eating fast food every night, that's fine. That's your choice. Remember, I said I'm not going to love you any less. That doesn't mean I have to agree with what you're doing, but I'm not going to love you less. What we have to understand is that our actions have to match what we're saying. Because if they don't, there's a disconnect, literally, between our brain and our stomach and then our heart. And we are just a big conglomerate mess. And that's not going to get you anywhere fast. It's not going to get you anywhere slow either. It's just going to leave you confused. And then New Year's comes around and what happens? Oh, bring on the resolutions. This is my resolution for the new year. And you're like, man, if I would have just stuck with what I wanted to do, I wouldn't have to make this New Year's resolution. It hits us, doesn't it? Why wait to the new year? Why wait until the holidays and all get closer? Start now. And when the holidays come, you just make a decision, right? Your lifestyle does not have to challenge your willpower. When you aim for what you want, you're choosing, not forcing. Did you hear that? When you aim for what you want, you are choosing, not forcing. A lot of us force ourselves into living a certain way. Yeah, sometimes that medical diagnosis scares the crap out of us, and we need that scare. But that doesn't mean that we have to force ourselves into something. No, you still have a choice. So make the decision. So if for some reason you decide to make different choices, then be okay with that decision. The holidays are around the corner. Enjoy your pumpkin pie, apple pie, banana cream pie, whatever pie. Add a few dollops of whipped cream and some ice cream. But don't beat yourself up. It's not the end of the world if you eat fast food for one meal. What is the end of the world is how you beat yourself up when you think you failed yourself. That's when everything goes really south. And you wonder why you can't continue to do what you're doing, because all you're doing is beating yourself up. And eventually, guess what? You get tired of it. You get emotionally exhausted. There might be some physical exhaustion, but most of it is emotional. And that emotional exhaustion, oh my goodness, it can slow down everything that you want to accomplish. I don't care if it's your goals, your projects, your dreams, any of all the above. You begin to have that emotional withdrawal with your own self, within your own heart. That's a battle that's hard to overcome, and it takes a while. So don't fail yourself up by beating yourself up. Be careful and cautious as to what you ask of yourself. Be clear with your choices and encourage yourself with the actions you take every day. And guess what? If you fall off, just get back up again, dust yourself off. You can put on your big girl panties. And men, you got your big white panties too. Put them on. Life is not easy. And life is busy. But you have choices. And I don't know about you, but if you're here almost every day listening to Create Your Now, I guarantee you, you're a person who says, I want to impact the world that I touch. You may not say it in those exact words, but you know that there's more out there than just your responsibilities. Paying the bills, paying more bills, raising the kids, doing laundry, all of that's important. Don't get me wrong. But you also say there's something beyond what I am doing right now regarding my responsibilities. And you can't do it unless if you have your health. Flat out. Your health is your wealth. It's not your bank account. It's not how many zeros you have behind your monthly check that you get from your employer. Your health is your wealth. And at some point in your life, and I would much rather it be by choice than by force, I don't want you to have to wait till that medical diagnosis where you say, oh man, now I have to make some changes. No one likes to be told they have to do something. What would happen if you could wake up tomorrow morning and say, I get to go on a walk today? Even if it's 5 minutes, you get to walk. All right, let me tell you a little secret here. So I told you I've been walking 6 miles every single day this week and last week. Yesterday, I walked 6 miles. 54 degrees down south. It really wasn't rainy yet. That tropical storm's going to hit Louisiana. It's going to come up and get us a little bit too. But it's 54 degrees. But guess what the humidity was? 94%. I was like, this is crazy. It's 54 degrees. I'm cold, but I'm sweating. Go figure. But you know what? It felt so good. Because as I was walking, every step that I took, it allowed me to focus on something beautiful. At one point, I heard this amazing bird. And it was funny because I do laps. And that's just what I do, where I do it in my neighborhood. And I would come back around. That same bird was talking. And I thought, what do you have that's so important to say? And I thought, what do I have that's important to say? You know, sometimes when we pause enough, when we know what we want out of life, meaning our lifestyle, we look at things completely different. We put on a new pair of glasses. Our lenses have been cleaned. And it allows us to see what really is before us. Our perspective changes. You have the opportunity to take care of yourself, unlike anyone else, because you control you, number one. And number two, we live in a great time. We really do. There are so many options out there and so many different ways we can live healthy that we all can find the right way for our individual bodies. And that's the key. Are you willing to train for life? Are you willing to say, you know what? I'm going to proclaim this lifestyle and then I want my actions to match it. Are you ready to do that? Because I promise you, you matter. And so it's about time that you get up and say, I get to walk today. I get to eat some fresh fruits and vegetables. I get to enjoy my day. I get to smile. I get to feel joy, not just because, well, it's a great day. It's because there's something more in my life. Living is awesome, but you have to be willing to present it in a way that attracts you to it and not repels you from it. And unfortunately, most of us are living too busy of a lifestyle. I know I'm juggling a lot of things right now. It's exciting. It's scary. But that's all the more reason why I have to make sure my actions match my lifestyle. And you know what I do? Every single night before I go to bed, I already figure out what my day is going to be like when it comes to how I want to respond to my lifestyle. Meaning, what am I going to eat? When am I going to exercise? And when am I going to make time to relax? And yes, sometimes take a nap. What does that look like for me? I plan that the night before. And if I'm traveling, I plan it out for that whole time. Going, okay, what does it look like? What can I do? I pack things accordingly. I plan for it. But a lot of us are just waking up with no plan. Well, if you don't plan, then most likely what do you think's around the corner? You know it, failure. So don't sit there and just juggle your own life. It's fine to juggle responsibilities and things like that where you can say no. But when it comes to your life, to your health, to your heart, you have once. You matter. So take time today. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.